According to the Gemara, during the years of Kibush Eretz Israel, at the time of Yoshua, Jews were allowed to eat pig. How can this be, as eating non-kosher food causes spiritual damage? M. Grossness, London, and Golders Green. Okay, first of all, without going into great detail here, this is not the forum, let me give you some ideas. First of all, the Rambam compares this halacha to the halacha of Eishes Yifas Toar. And he says that it's not a blanket heter, but if a person, a soldier, is in a situation where he's hungry and it would be a tircha to get kosher food, then the Torah permitted non-kosher food in that kind of situation, just like it permitted to take a non-Jewish woman and live with her under certain conditions in time of battle. Concerning the Eishes Yifas Toar, the Gemara says that it's taka something that is not beneficial to the person. It's like eating rotten meat. But better to eat rotten meat that's kosher than rotten meat that's not kosher. That's how the Torah describes the case of Yifas Toar, because the Torah knew the person would do this anyway, and if the Torah didn't permit it, he'd be doing something prohibited. So better to do something that is rotten but permitted rather than something that's rotten and prohibited. That would apply, therefore, to the same thing of eating these non-kosher food. It's true. The non-kosher food has caused spiritual damage. But the Torah permitted it to the person, knowing that in this situation it would be difficult to restrain the person from doing it. Better it should be permitted. And the concept is there's two parts to a prohibition, the part that prohibits the person and the part that prohibits the object itself. Here, the object itself remains detrimental, but the person has a heter to eat it. That's according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, even if the person is not specifically hungry, he can find kosher food, there's a specific heter to eat the food of the Goyim, the seven nations, when we conquered Eretz Yisrael, the Ochalta Shlal Ho'amim. And here, even in a situation where a person has to eat food that's not kosher, halachically, he's permitted. He's allowed to eat it because it's a case of pikuach nefesh. So there is a question whether, when it's permissible to eat, whether it has its detrimental effect or not. Even according to those, that when a person has to eat something because it's pikuach nefesh, but it still has a detrimental effect, but you have to eat it because it's pikuach nefesh, that's because the food still remains prohibited, but the person is allowed to eat that forbidden food, that's forbidden, the object of the food itself still is forbidden food, but it's permitted to eat it because of pikuach nefesh. Here, the Torah itself permitted the object of the food itself, and therefore it becomes not prohibited, and there's no damage anymore, just the opposite. This becomes something that the Torah wanted us, bedavka, to eat, and to somehow elevate that which we conquered, these nations, and even their food is elevated and eaten by us and becomes something elevated from its status of being something that belonged to the non-Jew. So in this situation, according to the Rambam, it would seem that it's a heter, but it's still detrimental. And according to the Ramban, there would be nothing detrimental. The Torah transformed this normally forbidden things into something permitted.